95.9 WATD, the South Shore's morning news rolls on. I'm Rob Hackala with the morning team. Great to have you along with us. It's time now for our Paws and Claws segment. We do it every week at this time. Sponsored by our great friends over at the Clean Team. The Clean Team, even the best pets, they can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. All right, once a month we check in with a great crew over at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Our good friend Lorelei DeVolio is on the line. Lorelei, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How have you been?
Doing really well, getting excited for the spring. Things are looking good.
I know. Everybody's looking. This is what they all in the exotic pet department, the lizards, and all the other reptiles are looking forward to that warmer weather, just like we are.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know. Some good sunshine. Now, Lorelei, so today we wanted to kind of talk about the cost, right, specifically in the area you specialize in, right? So explain that, right, when it comes to the cost of care and veterinary issues, right?
Yeah, so I really wanted to touch base on this huge, huge topic. And I could probably talk about this for hours, but it's regarding the cost of veterinary care. And, of course, like you said, I specialize in exotic pet medicine, and I think it makes it even harder. So, yes, veterinary expense is huge for dogs and cats, but I think it gets even trickier when people have exotic animals as pets. I think they expect to come in with, you know, their guinea pig or their hamster, and that it's not going to be quite the same as it is for a dog or cat because these animals are smaller, they have shorter lifespans, and a lot of times people are shocked when they hear the cost of veterinary medicine for exotic animals. And I wanted to talk about it because I think it's important people are prepared, people are educated about why things cost what they do, and, you know, just sort of bring it to light.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, explain it in detail then as opposed to, I mean, obviously, you know, you deal with the exotic pets, so opposed to cats and dogs. What are some of the things that you know about or that people should know?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, first of all, veterinary medicine in general is expensive because these are doctors. The veterinarians go to veterinary school just like human doctors do. So 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school. And then to become a specialist, especially something like an exotic animal specialist, you're going to have to do one, maybe two internships each for a year, and then a residency, which is anywhere from 2 to 7 years, depending on the route that you take. And that, you know, while they're working in those, you know, those positions, they're getting paid, but they're students still. They're not getting paid specialty wages. So by the time they hit becoming a specialty, they need to make some money. They've got a ton of debt, hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases, and they need to be paid for their expertise. So whether you have a doctor, a veterinarian who is board certified in surgery and doing expensive dog, you know, knee replacements, or if they're working in exotic animal medicine, they still have the same level of education as some of these human medicine specialties, not to mention the expense of running a hospital. So, you know, we expect a lot from veterinary care. People, our clients are demanding things. They want the best care for their animals. They want to be able to do CTs and ultrasounds and have advanced diagnostics. And that is expensive. You know, equipment costs a lot, whether it's, you know, leases or rentals. And, you know, we consult with other specialists, and all of these things add up to what amounts to sometimes very high cost. And people, I don't think, always think about, you know, how expensive drugs are. We know drugs are expensive for people. They're also expensive for animals because guess what? They're the same drugs. We use the same medications for animals that we do for people a lot of the time. So things can add up.
Now I don't know if you know the answer then. So Lorelei, is it more expensive for an exotic pet than the cat and dog? Or, I mean, because surgery can be expensive no matter what, or any procedure, I imagine.
Of course. So it's not that exotic animal care is more expensive, although arguably it should be. You know, it takes a lot more expertise to be able to spay a tiny little hamster or mouse than it does for a dog or cat, in my opinion. But no, it doesn't necessarily cost more, but it certainly should cost as much. So that's where it gets tricky with exotic animals. You know, we recognize that, you know, a rat, for example, which is one of the most common pets that we treat, are so beloved by families. And a lot of times people get many of them because they don't do well living alone. They should be housed in groups, but they have some predisposed problems like tumors and masses. And to do a rat mass removal, you know, in an animal that its lifespan, sadly, is only about 2-2.5 years, it has to cost some money in order to get in there, do anesthesia, perform the procedure, you know, recover the animal, send them home with pain management and all that. You know, if you compare the cost of a rat mass removal to a dog, you know, a dog surgery could easily cost $2,000-$3,000. You try charging that for a rat to remove that, you're probably not going to be doing that many rat, you know, mass removals. So we do try to keep costs down where we can for these little guys. But the bottom line is that we want people to understand that the reason it costs so much money is we're providing exceptional care.
Yeah. Yeah. So more of educating, you know, and this is also good for anybody that not only if you do already, but if you're thinking about an exotic pet. And I know, and I'm sure you've heard, I mean, no one likes the cost to be going up at any time. And people, you know, will go online and complain about anything, Lorelei. We don't need to go on that. But yeah, people, you know, when you don't necessarily know, you know, what's involved, it's easy to be on the outside and just say, you know, it's too high or too expensive. So this is something that people should go into, just as like you plan on a lot of things as you talk about when you get the pet, you know, how to take care of it. It's also to be aware of what are the potential costs going forward, right? And do your research.
Oh, yeah. I talk to people all the time the first time I meet them about what to expect. So on the flip side of a little rat that may only live 2 years, we also treat giant tortoises that might live, you know, upwards of 80 years, or large parrots that might live upwards of 80 years. So, you know, we see a lot of very long-lived animals. And when we talk to them, I always try to let people know, hey, you know, unfortunately for exotic animals, there is only one company that offers veterinary care insurance, medical insurance. There's only one company called Nationwide. And, you know, dogs and cats have a lot of options for medical coverage for them.
But there's only one for exotic?
Yeah, right now there's only one.
Okay.
So I try to encourage people, hey, listen, like, you make your choices about whether you want to get coverage with that one company, but another option would be to have a plan, you know, save money monthly, put some money aside for your pets in a separate account. You know, we do accept at this hospital an option called Care Credit, which is, it basically is a credit card for medical expenses. You can only use it for medical expenses at facilities that accept that credit card. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about this credit card is it's interest-free for upwards of 6 months, so, and sometimes longer in some instances. So there are options to help people offset cost or postpone payments at no interest rate in these cases. And I think if people are prepared for what might come down the line, and Rob, I have to say, and I know I'm just going on and on about this, but I'm so passionate about it. Yep. The best way to prevent expensive medical bills is to come in for annual wellness. We can prevent so many illnesses, so many expensive surgical issues if we see your exotic animal regularly, so that we can educate you on the best care and detect problems before they become huge, expensive ones.
Mm. Yeah, so true, so true. Yeah, and you know, we know that for, you know, even ourselves, we should be doing that. Hopefully, going in for an annual physical. But we know, avoiding issues or waiting too long, things can get worse.
Yeah, but we always joke that so many people take way better care of their pets than they do themselves. They feed their exotic animals better than they eat themselves. And it's funny. We joke about that a lot, that these people often take better care of their pets than they do themselves.
No, it's true. I know that's true. And I still want people to take good care of their pets, but take care of yourself too, if you're one of those people, you know, make some time. But yeah, it is good, you know, because people do, I mean, they get so attached and they want, you know, most people, you know, going in to take care of an animal go in because they you know the joy it brings them, and they want that pet to be around for as long as possible. And so, you know, in order to do that, you got to take care of the pets, and, you know, especially the, you know, it must be those long-term pets. I always hear those stories about birds that have to get passed along. Sometimes we might end up leaving this earth before the bird.
we see it all the time. You know, it is an important thing to think about is having a plan for should your pet outlive you in some of these instances and the cost that goes along with that as well. You know, it's not inexpensive to have these animals. So a lot of people are now putting these animals in trusts and wills, and I guess that's a whole nother show topic for us, right? Wow.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we'll do that for a future one. But in the meantime, this one is just to kind of educate about the cost of care and to, of course, work with a great team like those at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. You have a great team and a good staff down there, Lorelei, and can work with, all different kinds of exotic animals, right? What would be the ones you see the most, just to give people an example?
Sure. Well, so technically an exotic animal is any non-traditional species, so not a dog or a cat. So we see the majority of our patients are rabbits, guinea pigs, and small to medium-sized and some of the more common reptiles that are sold at pet stores, like bearded dragons and leopard geckos. But we will see almost anything. You know, we don't see venomous patients. We don't see primates. We don't see farm animals. But anything else is really fair game. If you want to bring them to us, we love seeing all of the hedgehogs and sugar gliders and tiny little mice and gerbils and the large, you know, and exotic, you know, birds that people have. And we're just here to help in any way we can.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, Lorelei DeVolio, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for all you do. And, of course, if people want to find out more, it's CapeCodVetSpecialist.com, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. And they can help you out, and you can check out the webpage, and they got the whole specific, again, section right there for zoo exotics medicine. You just click on that page, and it'll give you all the information, right?
It's all there. And thank you so much for having us every month. We really look forward to talking to you, Rob.
No, I really enjoyed talking to you, and thanks for the great topics as well. So, Lorelei DeVolio, we will talk again soon. Thanks for being with us for Paws and Claws. Thank you, Lorelei, on WATD.